Today, we're continuing yesterday's lesson titled A Place for Fans. In the introduction, we learned that a fandom is a community that is built around a group of people who share a similar love for one part of something that is popular in the media, like a movie, a book, a television show, songs, celebrities, anything like that. The introduction actually went on to talk about what these things could be a bit more and included the idea of a movie franchise, which would be like superhero movies where all the superheroes are the same, something like Sherlock Holmes or those type of film groups. So the people who belong to these types of fandoms usually take part in discussions with each other on the internet, and they share their theories and they share their opinions together, and they talk about what may or may not happen in the future with these books or with these movies, and they also sometimes will offer up new sort of ideas or new books that they've written themselves or new songs that they've put together. So when the discussion begins, Clary says hello to Jace and says that he has been using his computer all day long and she would like to know, what is it that he's been doing? Jace apologizes and says that he did not plan to spend so long using the computer, but that he was sort of pulled into this argument in this group of fans, and then he sort of started looking into it more and more, and then those things led him to look into more and more things after that, and eventually he lost track of time, and he's just been stuck on the computer ever since. Clary says that she can understand, and asks Jace, what is a fandom? Is it something like a fan club? To which Jace says it is like a fan club, but those are usually more for just one person or a group of people, like a famous rock band or like a Korean K-pop group. A fandom, on the other hand, is a community that shares a love of something, and it doesn't mean that it can't be about those people or the group of people, but is usually people that share a love of something, being either a video game, a book series, or something else. Clary thinks that the whole thing sounds very similar to her, and that it's a way for people from all over to form a common connection over their shared interests, especially when they're not able to talk to anyone that they know in real life about their topic. Jay says that that's quite right, and that he's been reading books that he absolutely loves, but no one he knows has ever heard of them. And so he ended up joining this fandom that loves this author, and now he has people who he can talk to that enjoy the novels that the author has written as much as he does. Clary finishes off the discussion that we looked at yesterday by saying that that is a very cool thing for him to be doing.
今天我们延续昨天的文章讨论到关于粉丝文化的主题，那导文一开始就是解释说粉丝文化是其实就是流行文化方面有着共同兴趣而建立的文化圈，那它可以像是书籍系列、电视节目、电玩游戏或者是系列电影，像是福尔摩斯、哈利波特电影，那这些拥护者呢，他们会参与讨论，分享一些理论和观点，而且还会有许多人会就是创作一些新的故事或者是新的想法。一开始呢，对话一开始 ，Claire 就跟 Jess 讲说，为什么你整天都在用电脑，是在做什么呢？那 Jess 他就说呢，他不是故意就是要这么久的，那是因为他就是在粉丝版上面陷入了一场就是比战，或者是陷入一场讨论，然后他就深陷在这里面，就没办法出来了。那 Clary 就说他了解，但是他又接着问说呢，那粉丝文化具体来说是什么呢？是跟粉丝俱乐部一样吗？那 Jess 就说是类似的，就是前提是一样的，但是呢，粉丝俱乐部通常是一个人或者是一群人，像是摇滚团体的粉丝俱乐部，或者是 K-pop 的粉丝俱乐部。那粉丝文化倒是像是一个分享对某一个事物热爱的一个文化圈，所以不管是电玩游戏、书籍系列，或者是其他事物都可以。那 Clary 就说呢，这是一个基于就是听起来前提是一样的，因为它是基于一个共同兴趣去连接就是各地人士的一个方法，而且是特别是当就是他们身边没有认识的人没办法讨论的时候。那 Jess 就说没有错，就是因为他最近在看的这些书，但是身边的人都没有听过，所以他就加入那个作家的粉丝版，那他就可以跟他一样热爱这个作家的小说的人聊天。那 Clary 就是结束了这个对话，就说呢，这个真的很酷，是一个很酷的想法。Let's listen to the article for today. Let's listen to the dialogue.
So, what exactly do you talk about in a book series fandom? How much you all enjoy reading books by that author? It's more than that. A fandom is an example of participatory culture. meaning fans are able to use their artistic expression to contribute to the fandom. Here, Clary asks, what exactly do people talk about in this book series fandom? Is it just about how much they all enjoy reading that author's books? Jay says that it's more than that. He goes on to use the word participatory, which means joinable or able to be joined. He also uses the word expression, which is how you make your feelings known. So he says that a fandom is an example of a joinable culture, meaning that fans are able to use their own feelings in the way that they talk or show their feelings through art to contribute to that group of fans.
Clary 他又接着问 Jess 说 So what exactly do you talk about in a book series fandom? 就说所以你们在粉丝圈都具体讨论着什么呢 How much you all enjoy reading books by the author? 就说呢那你们有多享受就是阅读那个作家的书呢那 Jess 他就回说呢 It's more than that 就说不仅是这样而已就不仅是讨论而已A fandom is an example of participatory culture, meaning fans are able to use their artistic expressions to contribute to the fandom. 就说呢，粉丝他又接着说，粉丝圈其实是参与性文化的一个例子，意味着就是粉丝可以利用自己的艺术表现为这个粉丝圈做出贡献。那这边有一个形容词 participatory， 就是有参与的或者是参加的。那另外呢还有一个名词叫做 expression 就是有表现表达的意思
Oh I see You mean like fan art When fans create art based on the books such as drawings, paintings, and sketches Clary says that she kind of understands and it's something that she says is like fan art and then she goes on to say what fan art is which is when fans create their own art that is based on the booksSuch as drawings, paintings, and then she uses the word sketches, which just comes from the noun sketch, which is a quick or rough drawing of something. Usually it's left somewhat unfinished. So she's saying that fan art is usually when these fans create something, and they kind of just like draw out their ideas very quickly. And they don't necessarily finish it all, but they let other people see the sort of things that they were thinking when they decided to do that very quick, rough drawing.
Clary 他就说呢 Oh I see, oh 我懂了 You mean like fan art 就说你是指就像粉丝绘图吗 When fans create art based on the books such as drawings, paintings and sketches 就说呢粉丝是根据书籍来创作艺术作品例如像是画图啊绘画和素描这边有一个名词 sketch 就是素描的意思